The UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency wants a ceasefire around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. Russia and Ukraine have blamed each other for the shelling and fighting that puts the plant in danger. Now the International Atomic Energy Agency reports that the last reactor at the power plant has been shut down. For more, we're joined by NPR science correspondent Jeff Brumfield. Jeff, thanks for coming on.
Hey, nice to be with you.
So this nuclear power plant is the largest in Europe. It's held by Russian forces and has been for months. The plant now seems to be connected to the power grid again. Talk about why they're now shutting it down.
So actually, this plant has six reactors, five of which had already been shut down, but they needed to be kept cool. And so what they'd actually been doing for the past few days is using the final reactor at the plant, unit number six, to cool the other reactors because shelling had knocked out all the offsite power. Now, this is a pretty cool trick that they can do, but it doesn't work forever. There's a number of reasons they had to turn it off, including the fact that the plant just doesn't tolerate running at very low power like that. And so when they got offsite power restored, they took the opportunity to shut down that final reactor.
And some buildings near the plant six reactors have been damaged in the ongoing fighting. Talk about, you know, is a shuttered nuclear plant still dangerous? What are outside observers and the IAEA still nervous about here?
Well, that's right. Some very important buildings around the plant have actually had shells go right through their roof, including one that held fresh nuclear fuel and some radioactive waste. But the real concern here is the reactors themselves. So nuclear reactors are a bit more like cooking with charcoal, if you will. When you shut them off, there's still a lot of heat inside the reactor core, and you need to keep water moving through those reactors. So when there's offsite power, you can just move that water through. But if you lose it, you have to activate something else. They were depending on that one reactor for a while. Now they're going to have to rely on emergency diesel generators if they lose power again. And that's what people are worried about.
Jeff, so the plant is down. Does the region still need the energy from there?
Yeah, my colleague Kat Lohnstorff has been looking at this, and she's found that, well, the region does need the energy in the long term. In the short term, energy use is down, and so Ukraine should be okay without it.
Yeah, this is still a volatile situation, and remind us of the conditions inside this plant. We're hearing workers were operating under duress, essentially held hostage by Russian forces.
Yeah, it's a very tense situation by all accounts. You have these Ukrainian workers inside the plant, and they are being sort of watched over, I guess you could say, by Russian troops. There's also two IAEA inspectors in the plant trying to keep tabs on everything. And this was another reason they shut this reactor down. It's not just that the workers were sort of in this tense situation with the troops. It was they live nearby, and their nearby town had also lost power and water and sewage. And so the fear is workers were going to start leaving, and they just wouldn't be able to staff the plant.
Jeff, briefly, the IAEA is calling for a ceasefire in the area. What are the chances the sides can agree on some kind of safety zone around this plant?
Well, the head of the Atomic Agency, Rafael M. Grossi, was asked about that today, and here's what he said.
What I see is two sides that are engaging with us, that are asking questions, lots of questions.
But he said they didn't have an agreement yet, and there was still a lot more that they were going to need to work through before they could create a safety zone around the plant.
NPR science correspondent Jeff Brumfield. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you.